So in this meditation, we're going to meet our higher self, our all-knowing self, our inner master, inner guide, whatever you choose to call it. The being that holds the key, the answer to our true path here on earth. And we're going to use the third eye, the sixth chakra, as the portal to get there. But first I want you to come into your sixth chakra, your third eye, that place right between your brows, in your forehead. And to begin with, I'd like you to imagine either a deep, deep indigo light, that kind of midnight blue sky, or you can imagine a lavender or a purple. And see a ball of light in your forehead, pulsating and radiating either this indigo or some shade of purple that's appropriate for tonight. And allow this to expand and feel this color, this indigo or purple, spreading down into your body, down your arms, down your torso, down your legs, down into your feet, into your aura, your energetic body around you, so that you're vibrating and pulsating in your entire being in this indigo or purple color. And you're going to refocus back on your third eye and you're going to see the third eye as some kind of portal or doorway, archway, tunnel, however you see it today. It's your access to the higher planes, to the fifth dimension and higher. And you're going to allow your being, your mind's eye, to travel through that portal to the higher dimensions. And there you're going to walk into the center of a stone circle. And you see, as you walk into the center of the circle, it's fairly misty about you. But off into the distance, there's a light. Through the mist, you can see a dim light. And this light is approaching you and getting brighter and brighter. And as the light gets brighter, it appears that there's a being, another person, or some kind of essence of a being. It might even be an animal, it might be however you envision it. There is a being coming towards you. And it may just be a light being without form. But whoever you see, accept it as tonight's higher self. Because this being that's coming towards you, walking into the stone circle with you, is representational of your higher self. This being that's materialized in front of you is the voice, is the guide of your inner self, of your higher self, of your all-knowing self. And this being is the one that calls to you in that quiet, still voice and offers you advice in an intuitive way, maybe in dream time, You recognize this being as somebody who comes to you and gives you messages in dream time. You might recognize the feeling of this being as that maybe prickly feeling when you know something's wrong. And all the while, it's been this guide or this higher self, this higher aspect of self that has been guiding you, helping you, teaching you all along your life. And tonight you get to meet and sit with and share energy with this higher dimensional self of yours that holds the secrets, that holds the answers, that holds the knowledge of your soul's path, of why you are here on earth, as to what your journey is here on this earth plane. So sit with this being. Sense, feel, see, listen to, commune with this being, this aspect of higher self. And maybe you have a question for this higher self today. Maybe there's something that's been puzzling you or plaguing you or worrying you, and you just haven't quite been able to find the answer. Sit quietly with your higher self and ask. And then listen or sense or feel or know what this higher self's answer is. It can come in many, many different forms. What is the answer? How do you perceive this answer? How do you feel when you receive this knowing? Do you question it? Does it make you feel funny? Does it make you feel scared? Does it make you feel wonderful, open, joyous? Ah, of course. Is it that kind of feeling? Sometimes we do have a little fear when we hear our higher selves knowing. It might be your inner child aspect thinking, I can't do that. But if you are still and you use your body and your knowing and your senses, it will feel right. It will open you. It will make your heart sing and dance. What is your soul's path? What knowledge can this being bring to you about the next leg of your journey on this earth? Insights can your higher self offer you? Maybe it's nothing more than a smile and your higher self saying you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. You're perfect. It's all perfect. The higher self doesn't judge. The higher self doesn't tell you what is right or wrong, or good or bad. your higher self offers. And then lets it go. And then it's your choice to follow your heart's desire, to follow your soul's path, or not. There is no right or wrong way of doing it. There is no good or bad way of doing it. You either do it or you don't. If you don't, you'll be offered the opportunity again. It might come in a different form, a different knowing. But if it's truly your soul's path, you will be offered the chance to follow that path again and again and again if you stray. Look deep into your being's eyes if your being has eyes. Look deep into the heart, the soul of this higher self of yours, because that is your heart, it's your soul that you're looking into. It can bring you great comfort to be with your higher self, to be with your all-knowing self in this magical place of higher dimensional bliss. Be and commune, listen, learn, know, understand. If you have any other desires to know, questions, thoughts, curiosities, worries, once again, invite your higher self to share its knowledge with you, which again will lead you to your soul's path. Your true reason why you're here on Earth. Received your information. Thank this higher self, this inner knowing, master level self, teacher, mentor. Thank this being and let them very slowly turn and leave this circle, receding back into the mists, receding back to its place of being in the higher dimensions, although it always has access through the third eye and also in your heart. And for a moment, stand in that stone circle and know with every fiber of your being, with every cell in your body, that you truly are connected to your inner knowing. And now that any time you need to find out whether you're still on your soul's path, if you're still following the journey you were meant to on this earth, you can use the third eye as a portal to find the stone circle and call in your inner self and ask your higher self what it is you need to know. And then always allow the higher self to return to its place of being, taking with it your thanks and love. So again, look around the stone circle. And then find yourself being pulled back through the portal of your third eye. And back into the awareness that you have a body. And your body is still pulsating with that beautiful purple light. And allow the light to come up through your feet, through your legs, through your body, your arms, to your shoulders and neck and back in. So it's a tight little pulsating ball of indigo or purple in your third eye. And then it just slowly dissipates. And you come back to the here and now. So taking a deep breath into your belly, allowing the awareness of your body to be a little bit more present. And you can wiggle your toes or wiggle your fingers. Bring some maybe yawn and stretch into your body to come back to full being here and now.